Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever.
That's Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things that we do here on the show, all the archives and all the articles that I've written and that our Brain Trust members, like our good friend Elise Benin, who's with us now, all the things that she's done. Many of those things are she's allowed us to post on our website. Videos as well. You can read, listen, watch at smallbusinessadvocate.com. But also the new website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is at ageofthecustomer.com. Please check that out and you can find out more about the book, what other people have said about it, and how to buy it as well. In all the versions, all the formats, hardback, autographed, copies, ebooks, whatever. Elise Benin is our guest. As I said, she's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Marketing Mentor, the author of several books for freelancers. Her website is marketing-mentor.com, right, Elise?
That's exactly right. Thank you for remembering the hyphen.
I can never forget. I never forget that, Elise. Hey Elise, you got a big event coming up in a couple of months, the Freelance Conference. I want you to tell the audience about. And this is what, the third annual event?
This is the seventh, Jim.
Seventh? Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Doesn't it, though?
The seventh freelance, tell us, freelance conference?
So it's called the Creative Freelancer Business Conference.
Yeah.
And it's happening May 14th through 16th in Boston. And it's part of a larger event called How Design Live that has five events under the umbrella, and the Creative Freelancer Business Conference is one. And so people who buy what they call the big ticket can go to absolutely everything, and what they don't attend, they get the download of,
right,
basically. But the thing is, as we were saying in the previous segment, more and more people are freelancing, and more people are working from home or not with their customer, which also means not with their colleagues and peers. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of isolation when it comes to freelancing,
right,
and a lot of not knowing where to get answers to questions or who you can trust or having collaborative relationships in place. So one of the reasons that we started the Creative Freelancer Conference 7 years ago is because we saw this happening, and we saw that people, no matter what, would need a place to come together at least once a year,
mm-hmm,
offline, in real time, and talk to each other and solidify relationships and get answers to questions.
Right, and share best practices.
And share best practices, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's really the point of this event. It's 2.5 days, and there are lots of speakers on important topics and all of that, which is good, and that's why people come. But really, that kind of information you can get anywhere. What people really come for is the networking. And so we put a lot of time and effort into maximizing the networking experience of this event.
What are the dates in May?
May 14th through 16th.
I got you. All right. So So this is a big deal, folks. If you're a freelancer, you want to know what's going on. For people who can't get there, will there be something, some lighter version, some kind of follow-up, some kind of archives or something people can benefit from?
Yes. I mean, there are two things that we do for people who can't attend. One is that we have all of the sessions available for download as audio MP3, so they can buy those and listen to them.
Okay.
And also, on a quarterly basis, we do a virtual online event called Strategies for Creative Freelancers, and the next one coming up is, it looks like, going to be April 16th.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something similar, where we try to facilitate the networking as well as the actual material.
Right.
But, you know, there's nothing like being in the same room with people who are your potential collaborators and potential clients.
And I want to talk to you about that in a second, but first, I have a question for you about that. But first, where can they find out more about this?
So at creativefreelancerconference.com or howdesignlive.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. I'm sure that if they go to your website, marketing-mentor.com, you probably got a link there, too.
I do.
Okay, so here's a question for you. One of the things I hear from people who are employing millennials is that they have a, and I'm just, folks, I'm just reporting what I'm being told, that the 20-somethings are not as good at working alone, on their own, and you know, under their own initiative, as other generations are. I wonder if that's true. If that is a real thing happening, that they need other people around them. I wonder what that's going to mean for the future of freelancing. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if that's true, but I do see also a lot of co-working spaces, as they're called, popping up where people can basically rent a desk and be in the presence of others, or even you see this in coffee shops all over.
And
the
I don't mean just having other people around you like a extrovert would need. I mean actually having people near you, you know, close by, you know, being in working on the same project. Look, as I said, I'm just reporting what other people have told me, not what I've necessarily seen. It'll be an interesting thing to follow on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Elise, give us the website one more time.
You can find information about the conference at howdesignlive.com and about me and my work at marketing-mentor.com.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, Elise, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.